See, and who among them, and there had to be some, last night after their team didn't get a call, went, let me have the old ones back, right?
I haven't seen anything like that yet.
Okay, well, I don't know. I guess who played last night?
It was Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns.
Of course it was. Oh, there you go. It'd be a trivia question one day. All right, so, I don't know. The traffic sounded louder than it usually does here this morning, so I'm open the blinds here at the beautiful Crystal Park Plaza on the fifth floor. And, I mean, there's a lot of traffic out there this morning.
Really?
And I don't know what's different. I mean,
well, there's a little football game that starts early tomorrow, so we may see an influx of traffic sooner than we normally do.
And it is Hug a Vegan Day.
After all, no, vegetarian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There is a difference.
I know there's a difference.
Probably.
I just...
And, again, always ask permission. let's see. For a minute, let's just concentrate here on, if we're going to talk politics, let's talk about Austin. I mean, we really don't have to get outside of our state capital to find, I don't know, interesting stuff, because a lot of the incoming legislators campaigned against government. Now, it was the federal government pretty much, but they picked up the theme that I guess was headed by Ted Cruz as he ended up being the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate race.
Mm-hmm.
So... There are a lot of people over there who don't like government. Well, now they are the government. I mean, they campaigned against how horrible this was, and now they're part of it. Drew Darby was a San Angelo City Councilman before he came to Austin as a legislator, and he says that experience in politics on the local level shaped what he does now. He said he's met some of the Republicans who have been newly elected this year or on their way to getting elected. And he said that now they must govern basically what they were campaigning on, which was government needs to get out of our business. No is not a solution as far as he's concerned. There was a guy named Lanham Lynn. He was the mayor of Wichita Falls, and he was elected to the House as a Republican in 2010. This is the Texas House. And all the government in Austin that he could stand was one term. He said he decided not to run again because what he found out was that decisions are made not on the strength or weakness of some particular idea or policy. Rather, it is based on the partisan positions which people have held for years.
I don't doubt that at all.
Called it, quote, petty kindergarten behavior.
Mm. You ever read The Peter Principle?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, you get to the point, you rise up to the point where you're incompetent, right? Yeah, so...
if that's what you aspire to be...
That's right. He said he didn't like the long fights that preceded known outcomes, like the 12-hour debate over the voter ID bill that everybody knew would pass easily. So why did they spend 12 hours debating it?
Golly.
So they could say they tried to fight it.
That's right. Or guys could get up and preen a little bit. Guys and gals could get up and preen a little bit politically and, you know, feather their nest, if you will. Some Republican candidates ran with Tea Party approval stamps on their campaign websites this year. The post-election analysis in the Republican primaries depended on which pundit you're talking to. But a fair number... credited the results to the whole anti-establishment conservative wave that was hard on people who had been labeled either moderates or career politicians. Now, again, some chose not to run, some ran and got defeated. But as we get ready for the boys and girls to come back in January in the Texas legislature, again, the people who basically were put in there to change the way government's operating, they are now part of the government, so let's see how they do. And remember, the old adage, go along to get along, or get along to go along, is still right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just because you came in and talked about how horrible it was, you really need to be part of it if we're going to listen to your bill. If you have a bill to name the osprey the state bird or whatever, if you haven't been getting along with your...
I wish that's what our bills were like.
Yeah, really. If you're not getting along with your fellow Republicans or Democrats, then, well, gosh, your bill just may not get a hearing. So we'll see. Aside from that, it's the same old garbage that we hear all the time. So, you know, they've got new polls out. And there is one poll that I do want to talk about because, again, you can find a poll that will tell you almost anything. And I'm not sure what this necessarily means, but Halloween mask sales have correctly predicted presidential races all the way back to 1996.
Oh, my God.
That is an absolute fact.
I mean, you know, let's talk about what's really important here. So, anyhow, it says here that Obama masks are outselling Romney masks by 30%, according to sales records by buycostumes.com. Now, I don't know how to say this, maybe in a politically correct manner.
Okay.
But Scott, you're so tasteful.
Yeah, exactly.
Always.
But the deal is, I mean, part of a Halloween mask is to, I don't know, you in some ways you want to, lampoon may not be the right word, you want to characterize the person.
Yes.
Be a little bit of a caricature of the person themselves.
Correct.
And I think that Obama's face, obviously, can be a caricature. Romney just looks like a guy. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything about him you go, oh, wow, that's Mitt Romney?
There's
nothing
like the when you look at a Nixon mask.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that's Richard
Again,
Nixon.
Again, they do the characterization. You know, they take some of his facial characteristics and they blow him up. You know, they try to make fun of him.
Yeah, I get what you mean. His face is kind of average. Like, he doesn't have a huge wonky nose.
Exactly.
He doesn't have gigano ears. He doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, he's a nice enough looking guy, but he's just average. And who wants to go to a Halloween? And plus, then you've got the personality transplant problem. So, I mean, who wants to go to a Halloween party as Mitt Romney? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you may agree
Mitt Romney doesn't even want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Aww. It's just, you know, you may agree with their politics, but you're getting ready to go to the party. You know, you dress up in a suit so you can be like presidential. And then which mask are you going to put on? I mean, I really think that's a no-brainer. Because once people see you as that,
the question is, will you be carrying a golf club or not?
Well, if you're carrying a golf club, then you're Obama. There's no doubt about that. And I don't know if you're carrying a jug of milk, you'd be Romney.
Tom Mike Chevrolet.